Hello, this is Space Kate, and I am here at the Cité de la Fête in Toulouse. And after an amazing evening yesterday with the ATV3 docking with the space station and all of the fun we had at CNES with the tweet up, we decided to have another space day. So we've come out here to, this is kind of like a museum and a theme park all in one, and it's dedicated to space. So this is fantastic. And I've been joined by Florence, who is part of the press team here. I have to first say, congratulations, this is a wonderful place. I love it.
Thank you very much.
So, I mean, we just got here a little while ago, and we've walked into a room where you have a Mars landscape, and on it you have models of each of the different Mars rovers, and it's really interesting to see, like, the evolution of the rovers by seeing them lined up like this. Was that an intentional thing?
Yeah, we want you to realize that the evolution of the rover. It's from the first generation until today, Curiosity. It's a rover which is going to Mars on the now. And we want to speak about this, about Mars exploration, because of Curiosity. It's a time to explain what happened now. So here you can feel the atmosphere of Mars. You can feel the size of the rover, because it's all real size, and you can feel a lot of things because we want you to experience Mars.
And it's actually really quite incredible when you come in and you first see the first rovers. It's kind of small. It's like the size of maybe 4 or 5 shoeboxes put together. And then when you walk along up to Curiosity, and it looks like a truck. It's huge.
It's huge, yeah. It's about 800 kilos, and most of all, it's got a lot of instruments and it's got a lot of technology. It will do much more things than the first generation, and we want you to understand this. It's the size of a big car, in fact, now.
And a big American car at that.
A big American car, yeah, with a strange height on the top and a very big wheels. Yeah, it's so here you can move the camera by yourself. You can understand what do the arm of this strange rover. And we want you to understand all the mission of this rover. And we calculate the time that lasts to go there.
Because it's on the way to Mars
it's on
now.
The way. Yeah, it's about 130 days now before it lands. And this summer we will speak about the landing and the first day on Mars, because we have the researcher here in Toulouse that work on the camera. Yeah, it's called Sylvestre Maurice, and you can call him if you want and speak with him. Yeah.
Great. So Curiosity is on its way to Mars now. Well, we just had a really amazingly special treat, and we got to walk on Mars, which was amazing. So you have this incredible contraption. I can't really describe it. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What does it look like?
You know, it's nothing like usual. a baby seat. You know, we call it in French. I don't know, but in fact, it's a simulator seat. You quite sit on it, not really, and your weight is divided per 3, like on Mars. So you can feel you can feel the atmosphere of Mars. You can, in fact, we say in Cité de l'Espace that you better do, you learn more, you memorize more. If you read, you forget, but if you do, you memorize.
So true.
Yeah, with sensation. Here we want you to have sensation, scientific sensation, but sensation. And when you walk on Mars, you can feel that you are very light, and it's a good sensation, no? What do you think?
Oh, that was amazing. I've never seen anything like this contraption before, but they strap you in and they check your weight and they balance you out. Yeah. And then you bounce. You just literally bounce really high, and wow, I could do that all day. Well, maybe if the seat was a bit more comfortable after all that jumping, but that was amazing. And you can just go jump up and down, and now I'm ready. I'm ready to go to Mars now.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. This is so great. I'm just thinking that in London we have the Science Museum, which is a fantastic museum, and it's full of incredible, you know, all the different things. One of my favorite things is they have the original, or parts of the original model for the structure of DNA that was, you know, Watson and Crick used, and I love that stuff. but the space section is not great. So I think maybe they could learn some things from you.
Of course, okay. And we have a big congress here at the end of May, and we will meet all the museum, European Museum, and we exchange information about mediation, how to explain information to public and to make them understand things about science, and we exchange. It's an exchange congress. It's called the Excite Congress, annual congress. Yeah.
And am I right in thinking this? The Mars walking simulator device.
It was actually AstroJump.
AstroJump. And this is something that was built here. Yeah. It's a prototype.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
you need to sell these to every museum in the world. It's the best experience.
And you know what? You can use it to walk on the moon too. Because on the moon, your weight is divided per 6. And you can feel this. It's so different. On Mars, your weight is divided per 3. In fact, when you walk, you feel you are a little lighter. But you can manage to walk. On the moon, it's quite difficult because it's so light. And you can see very small children, you know, when their weight is about 15 kilos, you imagine, when you divide it per 6, they are so light. And the astronauts, when they were on the moon, they have to cope with this. And you can feel that, and you have to manage to progress with a very light weight. It's strange. It's strange.
But it's so fun. Everybody should come here. It's great. Well, we have a lot more. We have a lot more of the museum, theme park, this place to see. So what other highlights are there?
I can say that the IMAX Hubble 3D, it's an highlight. And the Mir space station, too. We've got a real model of Mir space station. It's, of course, real size, and you can understand how you live in a space station. In fact, the International Space Station was inspired by Mir Space Station. So you understand how you live, or you eat, or you go to the toilet, and or you sleep, how you work, or you do your sports. You can get into a Soyuz vessel if you want. We can do that now.
I would love to do that. They look so. Those are so small.
Yes.
So tiny.
Yes.
Like when I see Paolo Nespoli, and he's so tall, and I think, how did he fit in this thing?
Yeah. We have to. In fact, the Russian scientists had to make it grow a little, because for American people or Europeans, some Europeans have some difficulty to get into. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was too small, but now we have a bigger size, so we can do it if you want now.
Oh, I would love that. And now, before I let you go, I would like you to give like the website so people can find some more information to visit. City-espace.com and a CITE hyphen espace.com. Right, go and check it out and get off your computers and come here and walk on Mars. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Kate.